Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Enthusiasm for the 4th of July among Americans, and particularly among millennials, has dropped over the last 3 to 4 years. Still, a majority feel very strongly about their country, but enthusiasm for the 4th of July has dropped among particularly younger Canadians. So what's going on in the United States? On this 4th of July, Jennifer Johnson joins us, Global News Washington, D.C. correspondent. Jennifer, thanks very much for joining us. What specifically has caught your attention as far as the 4th of July is concerned? By the way, I guess when I think 4th of July, when I think 1st of July for us, I think fireworks.
Well, you would have to think differently down here this year, because most fireworks have been canceled. COVID-19 is rising in 33 states out of 50, and so every fireworks event that I have heard about have been canceled except for Washington, D.C., but most of them along the beach towns. I'm actually currently in a beach resort in Delaware as we speak, and they've been canceled in Ocean City, Maryland, all along the Delaware coast. There have been a couple of dozen lifeguards who have tested positive for COVID. All of the bars here have been closed. As of Wednesday, they were closed by the governor because COVID cases are increasing, and that's the story in Florida, in Georgia, Tennessee, you name it, Ohio, California, Arizona, Texas, all over the country. Bars are closed, some beaches are closed, boardwalks are closed, large gatherings have been banned, face masks are mandatory in many of these places. So it's a very, very different 4th of July here this year.
How is that, Jennifer? How is that being received by Americans? Are they going along? And I don't know, if a bar is closed, a bar is closed. But as far as beaches are concerned, if the state or the regional area says a beach is closed and the people say no, it isn't, then I guess it isn't. But are Americans heeding that if the beach is closed, they're not going?
Well, I mean, in some cases, I mean, we have a pictures coming out. We have a piece coming up tonight on Global National. In some cases, they set up barricades in California to keep people away. In other cases, they're just patrolling to keep people off the beaches. It hasn't been met. You know, a lot of people think I'm outside. I should be allowed to be outside. It's safe. And why can't I be on a beach? So it hasn't been met, you know, with open arms by any stretch. But, of course, there are a lot of Americans who are very, very concerned with the rising rates of COVID-19. I mean, there are over 200,000 people have tested positive since Monday across the country. Florida had today 11,500 people test positive for this virus. And, you know, there's this feeling like, well, more people are getting tested, therefore more people are positive. Well, sick people are getting the test. They're not testing people who are healthy for the most part because they don't have the test. So sick people are getting tested, and they're testing positive. In Florida, the positive rate is somewhere around 20%. In Arizona, it's over 25%.
So yeah, those numbers.
Sick people in this country.
And United States numbers are very, very, very concerning as they continue to climb dramatically with the COVID-19 positive test. Yet the president continues to campaign. He did so last night, well, again today in Washington, and the crowds are going to be significantly large there, and there's no mandatory wearing of masks at those events.
Well, that's exactly right, Roy. He did a campaign event, 4th of July event, if you will, at Mount Rushmore last night, 7,500 people, all seated next to each other, very few masks in the crowd. The fireworks celebration in Washington, D.C., that is a traditional event in the nation's capital. It is still going on, but the mayor, Muriel Bowser, has asked people not to come down to the mall in front of the Capitol and watch the fireworks from home. It'll be on TV. But President Trump is having a few hundred people to the White House to watch the fireworks in the South Lawn. So, again, he is, you know, the health experts at this country are saying no large gatherings. It's not safe, and yet the president continues to do this, gathering, you know, having people in large crowds and not wearing masks. So the message from the top is, you know, it's not great for a country that needs some leadership on this. I mean, our rates are out of control. They were saying that by October, we'd have 180,000 dead Americans. But that number is going to be higher than that now that they're saying it's going to probably push 200,000 people dead from this virus.
That is a really scary number. Really scary number. Must be scary for you, too, a Canadian, and you're in the United States.
I'm actually American.
You are American.
But,
okay.
I am
All right,
American.
My mistake. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you. But it's very scary. It's very, very scary. And you just don't know who has it. And I am an asthmatic son. And so we're trying to be super careful. But, you know, I watch so many people who just think, you know, this, we just have to live with this. It's going to pass. It's just another, you know, bad flu. And there's so many mixed messages and mixed rules. Like, you know, I live in the state of Maryland. Our Republican governor has been very strict. Our numbers are good. You go down to Florida, Texas, Arizona, those Republican governors opened up early. And they're really in quite a, you know, they're in a lot of trouble at this point. And so, you know, there's been no consistency across the country. So it is a scary place right now to live.
Well, you stay well, and we will let you into Canada. We will let you into Canada, Jennifer.
Eventually, Americans will be allowed in somewhere.
Thanks so much. Take care. Happy 4th of July to you.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Take care. Bye-bye.
Jennifer Johnson, Global News, Washington, D.C., correspondent.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.